Welcome to These Are Good Days with Leanne Miller
and Matt Barris.
Well, Matt, I have been waiting weeks to give you something. Weeks. Our last.
I don't know how you keep surprises.
It was hard. At our last event, our live event, we had the most precious couple come, and you're going to know who they are when I mention them because you met them,
yeah.
But also you have seen what they have made for my house,
okay.
Which is a frothy coffee mug. It's story pressed.
Oh, yes, I love that.
They make art out of flowers that have been preserved and pressed.
Yeah.
And I have my rainbow mug is made out of flowers, and the froth are tiny little flowers.
Yeah.
And so Carmen from Story Press, Carmen and Monty, met them at the live event. Mm-hmm. Sent us a beautiful, wonderful card and said they didn't want you to feel left out.
So they sent
the most precious thing. I cannot wait to show it to you. Are you ready?
I'm so ready.
Close your eyes. I'm going to turn it around and ta-da!
I kind of knew it would be something Disney. If I had to guess, I was guessing either between Disney or a Skyline Chili flower story press, but this is like a Mickey silhouette head with these beautiful dried flowers in it, and I love it. So they take, correct me if I'm wrong, you can mail them flowers, yes. And they'll make mm-hmm, something mm-hmm. for you?
Yeah, like you can take your bouquet, your wedding bouquet from your wedding. You can take flowers from a memorial service or from a funeral, and Carmen and her team will make this incredible piece of art that is, you know, it's like a keepsake.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Like you will put that probably either on your gallery wall. It mm-hmm. is so cute.
It'll go in the gallery wall.
Listen, when this podcast airs, yes. You have to show a picture of that.
And I will tag
in
her
your
because
stories.
You might want to send her some flowers.
Yeah,
something
yeah,
it's
yeah,
beautiful.
Yeah. Or you might just say, my favorite flower is this flower. Could you make me, you know, it is so cute.
It's so cool.
It's a Mickey silhouette. It's the silhouette yeah. of Mickey's heads. It's adorable.
It's so okay. cool. And you can find them on Instagram at Story Press.
Yes.
Exactly mm-hmm. as you would
yes.
expect to spell
mm-hmm.
it. Yep. Awesome. Hey, well, I'm going to tell you my good day first.
Tell me.
My good day is, you know, I've talked about this before. We have our kids involved with our meal planning. So we do this meal plan through the week. Our kids get to pick some of their favorite meals. And my fourth grader, he's getting into the season of he likes to eat. Boy likes to eat. He's loving salmon right now. But the other
Adorable.
Day, my mom was over hanging out with us and Mallory was doing her meal plan for the week. And she said, all right, what does everybody want this week? And my fourth grader, Luca, said, and I don't know if it was a joke or not, but he said, I want Thanksgiving this week.
Oh, I'm with Luca.
And Mallory said, oh, buddy, I don't think we're going to do.
Yeah.
Listen,
it is May. Yeah.
We are both working education. Yeah. Like, check in on your educator friends because they're probably not texting
it
you
may
all that
It may be the
much.
First week of June when this airs, but it is the end of May now at the end of school.
That's right.
Y'all are done.
Like, DoorDash
you're
them dorm. Something.
Yeah, you're,
send them
you're
a Dunkin'
done.
Card.
You are not stuffing a turkey.
That's right. I'm not stuffing a turkey. That's one time a year, my friend.
But I can already guess who stuffed.
So,
I can already guess
yes.
what happened.
So my mom was in the room. Yes. And she, you know what I love about my mom is she will just take note.
Yes,
and
she will.
Think about it.
Oh, she's so good at that.
So my mom, about once a week, no, typically every week, once a week, on Wednesday nights, we go over to my mom's for dinner.
I love that.
I know. It's a fun little tradition she started. So we go over after work on Wednesdays. And, you know, wouldn't you know it? The week after Lucas said that, my mom literally made Thanksgiving dinner for my child.
Did she have the green bean casserole?
with the onions on top.
Oh my
word. We had dressing, we had mashed potatoes and gravy.
This. Did you get to take some leftovers home?
Yeah.
Oh my gosh.
She always offers that. She made all the things. She had rolls.
What was Lucas saying and doing?
He was just so thankful. Oh. And listen, boy ate. He got his fill. It was, you know, who does Thanksgiving on a Wednesday night for their grandkids? A grandma.
Yes,
grandmas
that's
do
right.
that kind of yes, stuff. So
right. Really good grandmas
can,
do.
That's right. And I can yep. only imagine what you would do when your grandchildren look up you at you and say, Yaya, make me Thanksgiving on Wednesday.
I'm gonna be a hot mess.
Well, you'll cry yeah. and then you'll do
I'll
it.
I'll be like, what do you want and how much of it do you want? And let's do it.
That's right. All right, tell us about your good day.
Okay, my good day is actually a springboard for our topic.
Yeah, and I love when we do that.
I do too. It's, you know, we're going to talk about transitioning well.
Yeah.
And I was just at a wedding in Wyoming, and I think you were joking about it earlier to me, and you said this was the Christian influencer wedding of the year.
It was. And I was glued to my Instagram.
Yeah, yeah. And it's Carlos Whitaker, which is at LoSWHIT, LoSWHIT. Yeah. And he's
and you know we love Carlos.
Yeah, he's a really great voice on Instagram.
100%.
Really, really is.
And he was recently on the podcast. He's an author. He talks a lot about social issues.
He has a book getting ready to come out. Yes. You know, he does a great job really walking with people that might have opposing views.
Can we just acknowledge that when Carlos was on the podcast, so this, it was his first time on our podcast.
Yes.
And I believe you said, Carlos, how have you been disobedient to the Lord lately? Now, mind you, he approved of that,
yeah, yeah.
But it was still, even when I heard it after recording,
it was a shocking question.
Holy
man. Have you been disobedient?
So, yeah. If you haven't listened to the episode with Carlos, listen to that one. It was a great episode.
About being on assignment. So good. I've thought about that. I've thought about that story and that conversation a couple times since, because staying on assignment, and our friend Kelly Brownlee was talking mm-hmm. about on her Instagram today about staying on mm-hmm. assignment. I think it's so important. Mm-hmm. But we went to their oldest daughter's wedding, and you know, Carlos cried the whole time, like he cried the whole weekend, but you know, it really is a transition. You
yeah.
are transitioning your child from, listen, not just your home, you're transitioning your child to a different last name.
Yeah, that's right.
I mean, and there's something that's shifting.
Yeah.
And so as we talked about what topic we wanted to talk about tonight, this was a good picture of what it looks like to me recently.
Right.
I watched them speak words of life. Words of life, words of life, mm. words of life all weekend.
Mm-hmm.
Words of life over their marriage. Words of life over Brady, their future son-in-law. Words of life over Sohaila. Words of life over their friends mm-hmm. who surround them.
Yeah,
their pastor spoke, you know, they didn't do a rehearsal dinner. They did something called a welcome dinner because it was a destination wedding.
Yeah, where were you guys again?
Wyoming.
That's right. Jackson Hole.
And
wait, you drove through Yellowstone for the first
time.
We
did. Yes. Oh, that was so beautiful.
That's so awesome.
I want to go back there.
Yeah.
I'd like to actually go there for a week.
Mm-hmm.
It was just the Grand Tetons and Old Faithful. All those things are just, it's like God, you know, I don't want to sound like I'm 55, but it's God's handiwork.
It is
literally like, oh my word. I kept yelling in the car, look at that, Taylor, look at that.
That is awesome.
It was just awesome. And the wildlife was incredible. But I would say watching them transition their daughter to being married and a wife, the big thing that stood out to me was words of affirmation and life-giving words, words that just gave life.
Yeah.
And I think that matters. I think whenever we transition, whenever we want to transition well versus transition poorly, we need to be looking at our language
yes.
and what is coming out of our mouth.
That is a good word. Okay. Before we jump into our topic, I do have a couple follow-up questions wedding weekend.
Okay.
was this your first rodeo? Because you went to a rodeo.
Oh.
Was this your first rodeo?
Listen, let me tell you something about a rodeo.
Okay. I saw you slapping people, getting wound up.
Oh, Janae, I met for the first time and we bonded at the rodeo because literally I was grabbing her. Now listen.
Was the, wait, who are was this these? Your first rodeo?
Yes.
So this was your first
yes,
rodeo?
Yes, real rodeo? Have you ever been to a real rodeo?
No.
Okay, it was my first rodeo. And these boys getting on these bucking broncos and these big bulls.
Yeah, no.
Where are their mothers? What are their mothers saying?
They're
are
probably
they cheering
not watching.
Them? They're probably cheering them. They might even be you cheering think? Them on. I don't know. I literally was a wreck. Like it was
I
like,
am not shocked by this it was, in the slightest.
And Daryl sat there next to me literally like he was in a library. I was dying. I just wanted them to get off the bull and be okay.
Yeah.
You know, not get stepped on.
You're just cheering for life at this
point. This is a huge animal that they are literally, they have their hand down under, almost tied to something, tied to a rope. They have to get their hand out. Some of those boys could not get their hand out. I was like, have you ever watched something and you're like, I hate this. Mm-hmm. And then you're like, but actually I love this.
Yeah.
But actually I hate this. But actually I love this. That's how I felt. That rodeo on Saturday night. We had welcome dinner Friday. Then we had the whole day Saturday. They set up on Saturday just the different vignettes and the different furniture areas. Mm-hmm. Heather actually bought furniture on Facebook Marketplace, which was wild, but it worked. And then on Saturday night we went to a rodeo with the whole group and it was so fun. And then Sunday they got married at the wedding tree.
That's
which was
so fun.
Just, it's everything you would think it would be.
Yeah.
It's just, it was just incredible.
Yeah. And I have one more follow-up question. Your assignment for the weekend when you were on assignment with Carlos was to make the biscuits.
Biscuits.
How did the biscuits turn out?
The biscuits were beautiful. I'm going to do either a tutorial on my stories or an actual live because people were just up in my grill about the biscuits.
Yeah, no doubt, because they were beautiful.
They were beautiful.
They're
beautiful
biscuits.
They turned out beautiful. And we had a biscuit bar. We remember Joey's college graduation. Any of you mothers out there having college graduates, steal this idea if you want. Nobody is having a college grad party for brunch. So have your grad.
I love Joey's graduation party.
We did brunch. We had a fresh orange juice bar where we had two people with orange juice juicers squeezing fresh orange juice when people walked in the door. And then we had a build your own biscuit. So people built their own biscuit with eggs and sausage gravy and home fries and bacon and cheese. So when Heather was brainstorming with me about the food one day, I was like, what if you did like a cowboy biscuit bar?
Yeah,
and everything's cowboy themed. So it was like brisket and pork and coleslaw and baked beans and candied jalapenos and shredded cheese and beautiful homemade barbecue sauce. It was delicious.
Yes.
It was so good and
I'm
fun.
Here for
it was a fun meal.
It looked fun. So let's keep talking about the Whitakers, the Carloses is what I almost said. What, you know, you talked about words of affirmation, but what was it that stuck out to you when you think of how they're transitioning their daughter, how they're transitioning her into this new season of life? What were some other things you picked up along the way that you were like, oh, that was so good? Because it really, from what we've talked about, it has had an impact on you in a really positive way of just watching them do this. What are some of the other things that you thought, ooh, they did this really, really well to set their daughter up for success?
Just the constant communication of words, just words of affirmation, words of encouragement, words of like, this is what I see in you that is incredible. This is what I see in you, Brady, that's incredible. This is what I see in you, Sohaila, that's incredible.
Yeah.
You know, because sometimes we cannot be that, right?
Yeah.
Oh, we can look at a situation, whether it's a wedding, whether it's a relationship, and we can point out all the things that aren't going well or aren't going right or things you wish were different. Mm-hmm. You know, I think probably everyone, if you looked at a couple, whether they're dating or whether they're married, there would be things you would change about a person if you look close enough. But I didn't feel any of that.
Yeah.
Instead, I felt like this is what I see in you that's so incredible.
That's good.
And I would say also their community of people, it actually gives me a renewed, not just a renewed hope in pastors in church, but it gives me a renewed vigor to just look for a home church for Daryl. And I talked about it while we were out there. Their pastors are Henry and Alex Seeley, and they are incredible.
That's awesome.
And they and we've talked about this recently here on the podcast, like they shepherd they shepherd people. Mm-hmm. They shepherd their hearts. They care. They actually really, mm-hmm. like, imagine pastors that actually love, truly look into the life and the family and love them.
I'm giggling because them. That's what it should be.
And shepherd it and shepherd them. And basically right? say, like Alex, when she spoke on Friday night, she could look at Brady. Now, I know pastors that would not even know the children of families.
Absolutely.
She looked into she looked at both of them and spoke words of affirmation and life and knowing them, stuff that she knew about them and knows them personally,
right.
spoke over them. Like, right. this is what I see in you, Brady. This is what I see in you, Sohaila. Like, wow, she knows them. Mm-hmm. Wow, she's shepherding this family.
Right.
And I just think, it just, one, it reminds me that I don't think I've ever been shepherded. I mm-hmm. actually don't think I have.
Yeah.
Before meeting Kelly Brownlee.
Yeah.
Who I call my pastor.
Yeah.
My Pittsburgh pastor. But I, you know, that is really what I want our D and I's next church to yeah. be is a shepherd. I'd like a shepherd pastor.
And what I'm hearing you say about this transition is it was done in community. And mm-hmm. that community mm-hmm. may be an integral part of yeah. how we transition how we, well.
Yeah,
and when we
good.
Talk about transitions, mm-hmm. I think we've left that open-ended. But I think transitions can be our kids growing up, mm-hmm. empty nesters, mm-hmm. maybe a death, mm-hmm. a retirement, mm-hmm. quitting a job, changing mm-hmm. jobs. Mm-hmm. It could be going to college, having a baby. It could be an illness that you're experiencing with your family. You know, life, I think I always... Something I didn't really realize, I think as a kid, I always thought, oh, I can't wait till I'm a grown up and then life will be set. Well, guess what, honey, Matt, little honey, Matt,
honey boo boo,
it keeps changing.
Yeah.
Like
yeah.
The only constant thing in life is that it's always changing. And so I think as we navigate transitions well, it serves us so well because life is full of transitions. You know, in this season, we mentioned that my wife and I work in education. I've been to... 2 kindergarten graduations, 2 fifth grade graduations, a preschool graduation, you know, all I sat through a high school graduation myself and a coat on a football field. And I think as we navigate these different transitions, we can look specifically in those moments at the past and we can be mm-hmm. so wrapped up in the past. Mm-hmm. You know, mm-hmm. Carlos and Heather, as they navigated their daughter's wedding, of course you want to celebrate her and her past. But I think when we're navigating really, really well, we look at these mm-hmm, transitions mm-hmm, as opportunities. Mm-hmm,
mm-hmm. So, with you know, excitement.
Yes, it has to be. You know, I was telling Mallory, I love the age of our kids when they were 4. 4 was is a fun age for me. Right now, our daughter's 4. But listen, I also have a 7-year-old and I have an 11-year-old. And I love their ages, right. too. And so,
if 4 is a favorite, you're not going to say to your 11-year-old, oh, wow, I really loved it when you were 4.
Oh, my goodness.
Right?
No.
Right.
But I've heard people do that.
I know. Listen, this just came to me when you were talking. And when we were using the Whitaker wedding as our springboard, you know what it was missing? You know what wasn't there? Fear.
Right.
Insecurity.
Right.
Or jealousy.
Right. Oh.
Because listen, Carlos could be jealous of Brady.
That's right.
And
they're a really close family.
And somebody leaving a job could be jealous of the person getting ready to be put in that position.
That's right.
And be talking smack. And be gossiping
yep.
and being rude and being divisive.
That's right.
And, you know, here's something, too. When you transition well, you will notice that people, you will notice if you're transitioning well by how people treat you.
Mm-hmm.
If you are not transitioning well, if you are doing it poorly, you will get the feeling that people do not want to be around you because yeah. the things that you may be saying are filled with fear, jealousy, or insecurity.
That's right. You know, we kind of touched on this in one of our recent episodes when we had our live event and it's the same thing here. I think every shift in our life, every transition, we have the choice mm-hmm. to look at it mm-hmm. as an opportunity for something exciting or as an opportunity that we're dreading. You know, I think at the same time, it can be a little bit of both.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah.
I think
we're going to have some fear when we transition.
Absolutely.
Especially if it's a job.
You know, and I think when you look at a parent at a wedding, they're excited for their their child mm-hmm. to get married. Mm-hmm. But there are parts that they're still grieving.
Yes.
You know, we still experience those. I think of people that have retired. They're so excited and so proud of the work that they've done. But there's still a little bit of a fear of the unknown. Like, well, what am I going to do with my time? I've been at this place for 35 years every
right,
day. You know,
right, right.
That kind of thing.
Well, and a lot of your identity, a lot of your purpose can be in your job. So,
right.
So when I remember when we became empty nesters, my mentor Miriam said to me, rediscover something that you once loved, mm-hmm. that you put on hold because you were raising your boys.
Yeah.
So right. Now it was CrossFit. That probably wasn't the best choice.
Well, no, you stovepipe your neck. You went in day one thinking you were She-Woman. You got to work up, Yaya.
I thought I could
come
do
on.
This.
You did. You stovepiped yourself. You just like did a.
I would fucking.
You're like, yeah, I could do a handstand against the wall. Why couldn't I?
What was wrong?
What were you
me?
Thinking?
And then I would come home from those CrossFit meets, and I would be groaning from the time I walked in the door until I got, and then I would sit in the whirlpool until the water got cold because I was just like, oh,
but I am proud of you for trying something.
Well,
like that.
But you know what it did is it reminded me that I still have a life to live.
Oh,
I still 100%. Have, exciting things ahead. And I think we can be sad. We can acknowledge I'm an empty nester.
Right.
My children aren't home. My house is quiet. And if you need to sit for a second with a frothy coffee and be sad and cry about that for a minute,
totally.
Take that time to do it. Because I also think that's healthy.
Totally.
Just to grieve it. But then look ahead. Like, look at all the things you could be doing with the extra time, all the things that you, you know, that you may have really put on hold to raise a family that you could, mm-hmm. I mean, you could go back to school.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah. I think so often when we're transitioning, so often there are these two choices.
100%.
Like, and the
100%.
Two meaning all the negative way,
right.
all the negative emotions like fear, insecurity,
right.
jealousy,
right.
Just scarcity mindset. Mm-hmm. Like nobody's going to want me. Like mm-hmm. if I quit this job, who's going to ever want to hire me because I'm, you know, 59 or whatever.
Right.
Or the other choice is, you know, excitement, mm-hmm. newness, new skills, stretching your brain,
yeah.
opportunities, like
yeah.
new things, like being able to learn something new.
That's
that is exciting.
That's right. Well, I actually put together a list of what does it look like to transition well, and what does it look like to do that poorly? Because I think there's like a juxtaposition. So I did one of those little listy lists because,
okay.
you know, I love a good list. So, you know, feel free to jump in and comment. So here's my first one is when we're transitioning well and we're navigating seasons of change well, we are celebrating what was. When we're navigating it poorly, we are holding on so tightly to the past. You know, I think sometimes the lie that we tell ourselves is if we're excited about the future and we're excited about something new, that negates what's happened in mm-hmm. the past. That's not true. You know, I think when you're transitioning well, I'm celebrating my 4-year-old, but I'm saying I can't wait to see what she does when she's 5 years
right,
old. 5 years
right,
old.
Right.
That means, hey, I loved working at this job and I did some great things there. I love the team that I was with, but now there's other opportunities ahead for me. You know, I think they can coexist.
I agree.
But when we hold so tightly to the past and we say, oh, this was the best thing ever, what are they going to do without me?
Well, have you ever been around somebody like that?
Yes.
Like that all they can do is talk about, well, I used to do it this way. Well, when I worked there, well,
goodness.
When I was this, well, when I was that, instead of presently what their life is.
Yeah.
And I also think I can relate so much to what you're saying, Matt, because when we left the inn or the bed and breakfast, you know, we did it when we became also empty nesters.
Yeah.
So it was kind of all at the same time.
All at the same time.
And
you moved into an apartment.
Right.
Like a loft
right,
downtown.
Right, like a loft downtown in Worcester.
Yeah.
You know, 30 minutes from where we lived and it literally sandwiched between two Amish farms. It was very different. But it was also very exciting because we chose for to make it exciting.
That's right.
And we loved where we lived. We loved where we raised our children. We have no regrets about where we lived.
Right.
I mean, our children have wonderful memories there, and I do too. Mm-hmm. I have some traumatic ones, but same. Also, but I also, for the most part, can look back on that and say, we did our life well mm-hmm. there, and it totally. Was wonderful.
Totally.
But I don't want to go back there.
Totally.
Yeah.
You know, when I think of us transitioning well and looking ahead, it's that we look ahead at the future, or when we're transitioning poorly, that we dread the future. And the example that I came up with the most for this, and I know you're going to understand what I'm talking about, is when we're transitioning well, we are looking ahead in a positive way. For example, let's say that transition of when your 12-year-old turns 13 and you have a choice. If you do this transition well, you're saying, man, we have some big milestones coming up. You're going to learn to drive. You're going to be in high school. We're going to start looking for colleges.
Yes.
Or you know that there's a choice out there where there's a narrative that says, oh, I dread the teenage years. I don't want
teenagers.
They're the worst. They're blah, blah, blah. You know, all the stereotypes.
Oh, I miss when you were six.
Yes.
You were a sweet little boy or girl.
And you never did that to your kids. And my parents never did that to us. So I think when we are transitioning well and we're looking to the future, what that means is we're looking ahead at the positive things about the future instead of dreading the future.
Yeah, speak life.
Here's the next one. When we're transitioning well and we're navigating seasons of change well, we're doing it with dignity and integrity versus leaving a trail behind us or poisoning the water. You know, a great example of this is a divorce.
Mm-hmm.
You know, often in...
Great example of this is a former campus pastor we know of that just left a large church who just navigated that with such...
So much integrity.
So much integrity. Could have said so much more.
That's right. That's right. And, you know, when I think about the example of a divorce, we probably all can think of someone in our life that has done this poorly. And really, in the long run, it makes your character look terrible, and it really casts a bad vision of the other parent to your children.
Yes.
And I know recently you watched a documentary from one of these country guys that
Garth Brooks.
That's right. He navigated a divorce really well. Can you talk about that for a second?
Well, he divorced his wife, but what I thought was just so cool in the documentary is they wanted to raise, you know, children that were wonderful humans and that were healthy emotionally, spiritually, mentally. So he bought this big property and built a house for his ex-wife on the property, literally on the same property, so that the kids could see both of their parents every day.
That's amazing.
And the way that the girls spoke about both of their parents was just so reflective of that.
Yeah.
And so reflective of choosing words of encouragement, words of affirmation, words of life. That's just it for me. Like when you're transitioning, if you can't say anything positive or life-giving, be quiet, be silent, or go to a clinical counselor and hash it on out with a professional, and not at the workplace where you have colleagues, where you have young people that are starting their jobs watching you, like watching you as a model, and you're not modeling well. Here's what always gets me, Matt, and I'm 55, is it gets me that sometimes people in positions that leave poorly, they're saying all the things. Mm-hmm. They're gossiping. They're saying all the things. They're actually like plucking a piece of poison fruit off a tree, you know, and handing it out to people. Mm. They actually think that they're empowering themselves. They actually think that they look good. Mm. Like they actually look like they know what they're talking about, or they know what they're saying, and they're just perched up on this, like, I don't know, throne of some sort.
Yeah.
When really the people that are on the other end of that don't feel that way.
Right.
Like I want to run from those people. Mm-hmm. People that are spewing out all that stuff. I'm like, oh, danger, like red flag, alert, run. Mm-hmm. You know, so I think if you can't navigate it with words that are life-giving, then you need to be putting those words that maybe are, maybe they're anger. You know, it's okay to be angry.
Totally.
It's okay to be angry and be angry at a workplace or angry at your family or
maybe even, in a relationship that's ended.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But be careful where you use those words.
Absolutely.
Do it in an environment that can give you the tools mm-hmm. that say, this is how you can do this better. Mm-hmm. Because I promise you, you might think you looking good, but it's not a good look.
Yeah. Yeah, that's right. All right. Here's the next one is when you're navigating change and transition well, your emotions are balanced and in check. When you're not navigating it well, your emotions are everywhere and out of check.
Yeah.
So you kind of touched on that, but you know, see someone, talk to someone.
If you're crying all the time.
Yeah.
Like anytime, you know, listen, when your children leave, of course it's normal to be sad.
Totally.
I used to say, and I don't know if you remember this, but I used to say every time Teddy left, he was the first to leave.
Yeah.
It took my breath away.
Yeah.
It felt like it just took the breath right out of me. It's okay. It's okay to have those moments. But if after 6 months of your child being gone, you can't even have a conversation without bawling because your child's not home anymore, you probably need to go. You talk to somebody about that.
Right. Okay. Here's my last one is if you're navigating change and transitions well, you are letting the feelings come in waves. Mm. And when you're not doing it well, you're either avoiding all the feelings or you're pushing through them.
Right.
You know, I think we kind of touched on this, but it's okay to feel all the feelings and it's okay to sometimes feel both feelings at the same time. You know, often with transition, at least for me, I find myself feeling two conflicting emotions at the same time. You know, I can feel really excited about the future, but also really anxious at the same time. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. And I think sometimes we try to almost prove to ourselves that we're okay. Like we're trying to,
or we push it down. Like we push it down or push through
instead of actually letting it come in waves and navigating our emotions as they come. So, you know, at the end of the day, what I'm hearing you say is our words are so important through this. Mm-hmm. And also, you know, we will preach this till the cows come home is go see someone.
Yes.
If you need someone, see someone.
Yes. And we have friends that are clinical counselors that are taking new clients right now. If you need a referral, Matt and I both can point you in the right direction. It is life changing.
It is. It really is. Hey, well, this was a great conversation, but
Let's talk about food.
Okay, you made something that looked so delicious.
Oh, I did. I made it.
I know that you got some of the ingredients of walnut cream cheese.
Yes, I did. I made a chuck roast. Mm. Chucky Chuck, and I got runyons.
What is a chuck?
A chuck roast is just a cut of meat that's just so great.
Where's it from?
Is it from your butt? It's either the shoulder or the rump.
You keep talking. I'm going to look it up.
I want to say you can get it either from the shoulder or the rump, but I'm not positive. But the marbling in a chuck roast is delicious.
Oh, yeah.
So what I do with my roasts, you don't have to, but what I do often is I dredge them in runyons. And runyons is something very popular in Amish country, sold at Walnut Creek Cheese. If you just go to walnutcreekcheese.com and in the search bar, put runyons, R-U. Runyons, spelled like onion, but with R-U. Runyons, you can order it online. And it is an all-purpose coating mix that you can bread chicken with, you can bread fish with, you can bread your pot roast with, or your stew meat. And it just kind of sears it beautifully.
I know, it's
and it helps
flavor.
Make it like a nice gravy. I love it. Runyons.
Yeah. And you use runyons for fish too, don't you?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I know. Yeah. You know, first of all, that comes from the shoulder. You're right.
Yeah, I thought.
You're right. You're so smart. But also, I was listening to old podcasts recently, and you know, you and Daryl promised a fish fry last summer before school started, and it never happened. So get me on the books.
Okay, all right.
We have 3 months.
We got to let Dee know. Dee's got a whole outside setup that he does fish fries with.
And he's got a boat. He needs to go catch some fish.
And he does homemade French fries with it.
I know.
So good.
I know. We need a fish fry.
Yes.
Hey, well, thank you for joining us in this discussion all about transitioning different seasons of life and how to navigate. Navigate it well. Whether ordinary or extraordinary, we hope you see that these are good days.
This episode brought to you by Walnut Creek Foods.